This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The virtual convention for the Democratic Party will continue this evening. Again, a nationwide congregation of party faithful without noise, live speeches, or hardly enough fanfare to create a virtual breeze. But Democrats are hopeful that pleading their case to the American people will propel former Vice President Joe Biden into the presidency. One naysayer, however, remains steadfast.
Wouldn't even be here if it weren't for Barack Obama. See, we're standing in the White House. I wouldn't be in the White House except for Barack Obama, because they did a bad job, Biden and Obama. And if they did a good job, I wouldn't be here. I'd be building buildings someplace and having a good time.
That is, of course, President Donald Trump, who's on a campaign swing of his own through critical battleground states. Tonight, Democrats will feature Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, former President Bill Clinton, and Jill Biden, the wife of the presumptive nominee. The Democratic Party's proposed platform criticizes China's trade practices, proposes less spending on national defense, and opposes forever wars as it seeks to lay out the party's foreign policy goals and highlight differences with President Trump. The 80-page platform, which is to be adopted at the Democratic convention this week, is largely symbolic because the presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden does not have to endorse its positions. President Trump will be formally nominated for his second term at next week's Republican National Convention, which also has been scaled back due to coronavirus concerns. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said today that Israel would oppose any U.S. F-35 warplane sales to the United Arab Emirates, despite forging relations with the Gulf power, citing a need to maintain Israeli military superiority in the region. This is VOA News. Gaza's sole power plant shut down on Tuesday, leaving the territory's 2 million residents with only around 4 hours of electricity a day after Israel cut off fuel supplies in response to incendiary balloons launched by Palestinian militants. Stopping the power station is the latest setback after a week of cross-border tension between Israel and Hamas, the militant group that rules Gaza. The closure of the power plant further reduces the supply of electricity in the territory, which is already experiencing frequent widespread blackouts at the height of the scorching summer. The Belarusian ambassador to Slovakia, who supported protesters rallying against the country's authoritarian president, says he has handed in his resignation, a move indicating growing dissent at a high level of government. AP correspondent Zaria Shakely reports.
It was a logical move after he recorded a video statement supporting the protests that have roiled Belarus for 9 days in a row since the presidential election that gave a sixth term to longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko. In the statement released on Saturday, Leschenyuk expressed solidarity with the protesters and said he was shocked by the reports of mass beatings and torture of them, and accused Belarusian law enforcement of restoring the traditions of the Soviet secret police. I'm Zaria Shakli.
A crowd of people today gathered outside the jail where Siarhei Tsikhanouskasi is being held. He's the husband of presidential candidate Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya. Lithuanian and Latvian parliaments approved resolutions on Tuesday calling for new transparent presidential elections in Belarus and supporting the European Union sanctions against Belarus. Witnesses report gunfire at a military camp outside of Mali's capital in what a local embassy described as a possible mutiny against President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. Residents of Mali have taken to the streets in support of the apparent mutiny. A reporter for VOA's French to Africa service says gunshots were heard Tuesday about 15 kilometers northwest of Bamako. A group of soldiers were later seen headed toward the capital. Opposition supporters have held several large protests in recent months calling for President Keita's resignation. A judge for a UN-backed tribunal said Tuesday that judges found that while Syria and Hezbollah may have had motives to eliminate former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, there is no evidence either was involved in Hariri's 2005 assassination. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.